podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Hello and welcome to We'll Talk About That Later, a football podcast. We're on episode 109. I want to say, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Whilst you're here, subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, whatever. Subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at WTATL Official. And also we're on TikTok, that's WTATL.podcast. How are you guys doing? Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record that and just play it so I don't have to say it ever again.
That's a good idea, actually. I think you should.
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
That's a good idea.
But I think that could have been a recording right there.
Ooh. You guys will never know.
Playing my head.
How is everyone?
Yeah, good. I didn't see Spurs play this week, so I'm fantastic.
You saw them play on Thursday.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
No, we're absolutely talking about
that. No, Spurs is not on the agenda.
I didn't come here to not talk about it.
Spurs is not on the agenda. We didn't play.
I did the agenda, and yes, it is.
Well, your agenda's void, so.
Okay, we'll see. I didn't go leave my house to not talk about Tottenham.
We'll make a vote.
What's the point, guys?
We'll make a vote.
I'll scream it in your ear if you need.
So far, it's 2-1. Mark has the deciding vote.
I'm just here for vibes.
So it's 2-1. It's 2-1. Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, you look losing to NSK gonorrhea.
Why do you do this to me, guys?
That sounds that team. What was the name? NS Moura.
Lucas Moura.
Sounds,
Moura.
Sounds like a spaceship. Moura.
You know that was their first ever win in a European
and
competition.
And they were invented when we won the League Cup.
Sounds like a cruise. Well, welcome on board the NS Moura.
Honestly, this club, man, they never fail to amaze me. It
was interesting. We've obviously got a spotlight game this week, but it was interesting what Conte came out and said afterwards, where he basically just said, I knew it was bad. I didn't think it was this bad. To summarise it, because he
saw certain man starting passing in training.
The quote that sticks out to me is Tottenham's level is not very high. It's fact.
No lies at all.
Oh, I love hearing stuff like that. Like, genuinely, I just want a manager to not sugarcoat things and just say it as it is and call out our incompetent board.
So you had one and you sacked him.
What, Jose Mourinho? Yeah, but Jose Mourinho was finished, let's be honest. True. This is a...
Well, maybe Conte's finished.
He might be, because I'm telling you now, he's going to go bald again. He's going to go bald again, mate. I'm telling you that for a fact. Yeah, he needs to get a hair transplant again. Book it in right now.
But he just won the Italian league.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a tough job taking over at Tottenham, isn't it?
Now, do you know what I said? Yeah, I did a rant on Twitter. I don't know if you lot have heard it.
Yeah, oh, no, I've heard it many times.
You can't turn clumps of shit into diamonds. Excuse my language.
We've started like that.
But
already.
Do you know what I mean? You just can't. Mouth.
I'm just going to eat biscuits, man.
It doesn't matter what manager we have right now. Tottenham are just.
Doesn't it
rubbish.
Make you a bit upset, though?
Of course it. Listen.
Should we just start with Tottenham?
Of course it makes me upset. But at the same time, I've put up with this my whole life. So nothing really surprises me with Spurs. No, like, it doesn't really upset me anymore.
You guys were in the Champions League final not like 3 years ago.
Yeah, but as I've said so many times in this podcast,
3 years is a long time, isn't it?
Look at what Liverpool did. They built on that when they got to a final the next season. They built on that and they ended up winning it the following season. Am I right in saying that? Mm-hmm. They did, yeah.
And then the season after we won the league as well.
Exactly. What did we do? We didn't spend for two transfer windows. Well, it won't if you don't spend money for two windows and don't try and strengthen. So,
do you think... sorry.
No, I was going to say him again.
Oh. Do you think that, like...
I don't like the way Abdi's looking at me.
No, I just love it. I just love it.
Listen, I sit opposite Abdi every week. This guy gives me these weird looks.
Like,
I'm like,
whoa. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting next to you. I'm sitting next to Mark this week. This is weird.
Do you think Conte is going to provide Levy, like, a weird wake-up call? Like, because he's quite a fiery manager.
No, put it this way. He will walk if he doesn't get what he wants. That won't... surprise me.
So why don't
you
just walk now? Because he's not going to get away.
Do you know what? I actually think he should walk. I'm not going to lie.
That would just be pure Tottenham. Like, if he come in and a month later he just said, you know what?
Nah, I don't think he'll walk.
He's not going to walk.
But you know what? I look at Conte and I'm like, I just don't know if he's that guy. Like, our squad is so bad. Like, he's going to need a lot of transfer windows to sort this out. And he's not a long-term manager. He's literally a two-season manager of that and he's off.
But do you think he looked at that Tottenham squad and said, yeah, I can work wonders with this? Or do you think he accepted that job on the pretense of this squad has to be strengthened, and that's the only reason that I will come.
That is the million-dollar question. I don't know. I hope it's that. I really do, because if he thinks this squad is good enough, it's definitely not. Like, but
he's gonna one day in training, he's gonna go, Harry, Sonny, sorry, I can't do anything anymore.
Honestly,
these lot are too much, bro.
But even Harry,
why
Kane,
can't Ndombele run, bro?
Do you think he knew?
Do you think Ndombele was celebrating at the fact that the game was called off?
He probably was.
He was like, bro, I
want
to be able to run.
I want a mass exodus. Whatever is that the right saying?
Yes, that's
what I want at this football club.
But do you think he actually knew? Like, I don't think he knew.
You don't think he knew what?
The level that needed to be changed at Spurs. Like,
you don't think he thought it was that bad?
Yeah, no.
I think Jose came in probably and thought, all right, some of these players I could work with him, because like Dele Alli, that's his type of player.
Oh, Dele, can we talk? Do you know what? Listen. Well, as I've said so many times in this podcast, yeah, if he's listening, which he probably isn't, please, I hope that's the last time he plays in a Spurs shirt. I don't know if you guys watched the game, but
the
goodness
one.
Gracious me.
No, I call him Lil.
Do you know
that
what?
Game being shown on
I
Deliveroo.
Call him Lil Deli now. I just call him Lil Deli, like Lil Wayne, Lil Pump, whatever. Lil Deli. He's a rapper at best. He's not a footballer.
Someone
he's
said he's had more.
Joke.
He's had more hairstyles than goals this season.
Like genuinely,
then got more the past couple of seasons.
Yeah. Honestly, like our team, it's like a Newcastle. Like it makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Like
listen,
our midfield.
No, it's not Newcastle.
No, genuinely,
way more money than you, yeah?
That's how it feels. Like our midfield, we've got Lo Celso. He can't even take a corner. You've got Ndombele. He can't breathe for 5 seconds. You've got Winks.
I think
who
that's a
sings.
Serious medical issue.
You've
you
got
know?
Dele Alli. I mean, what does he even do these days? He can't score. He can't assist. He can't run. He loses the ball. And then we've got Højbjerg, who I think's fell off. We've got young Skip, who I personally think he needs another
one. I swear that's your Viking.
That is my Viking, but I think he's not being. Yeah,
he's four in endgame. I said it before.
I just don't think he's playing at the level because he's got rubbish around him. Like, Skip is another one. I just don't think he's that guy. When you look at other midfielders in the league, Liverpool, City's, Chelsea's, if we do want to get into that top four, our midfield can't compete. Then you've got a rubbish defence. Do you see Sanchez? Again.
Sanchez is a home man.
He's a kebab. Like, he just spins around. Oh, he gets spun left, right and centre.
How on earth are you? That guy probably, like, he
paid 40
he probably
million for him,
works
you know?
In. The guy who scored the goal,
Sanchez,
he chopped him.
Yeah.
That guy who chopped him probably, you know, failed a trial at Forest Green Rovers or something.
I know you're enjoying every little minute of this year.
No,
wait till we talk about
honestly,
Arsenal.
I'm not even joking. Tottenham should be ashamed because that's the worst team in the Conference League, yeah?
It's
the Conference League is barely
result.
Even a trophy. This what's this called?
A cookie.
A jar.
Man said,
is probably,
what's this called?
This
it's a jar.
No,
man.
This jar in front of me, yeah, is probably worth more than that trophy.
Nah, genuinely, you just have
IKEA,
to question.
Anyone.
I don't know if the players just look at it and think it's a rubbish competition. But for me, we should be taking it seriously. These
Harry
are the
Kane
same,
was playing.
These are the same players that moan about they want to win trophies, but yet you put up a performance like that. I'm just sick of it, man. I just want people that care, and they don't.
Lucas
so.
Moura celebrated after the Audi Cup. I think they do care.
He probably listen. Celebrated after that game because the team was named after him.
Listen, yeah. I'm claiming that Audi Cup.
He probably claimed it because he's shameless enough to claim the Audi Cup, but he probably shameless enough to claim his win.
Quiz.
I love the club. I love Arsenal.
Just chill for a second. Everyone just chill. What's going on?
What did she just say?
No, because that's what Lucas Moura says. He goes, quiz.
Oh, quiz. Yeah.
What did you think I said?
I thought you were talking about couscous. And I was like,
what?
But listen, guys, please, it's pain. I don't want to talk about this team, honestly. Like,
did you see Sean Dyche in his shirt? All going out to check the pitch.
No,
I mean,
he didn't see him.
How can they not have under whatever it's called?
It was too much, right? And the snow was still snowing. It didn't stop snowing, and it wasn't. That's you saw with. I'm sure Man City have it, but their first half, the grass was completely white. But did you see Sean Dyche when he came out? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably took a bit of snow off the ground and put it in his mouth.
No, you're
going to
say, fuck it.
He was like, would you think, yeah, Sean Dyche is like literally the opposite end of the spectrum of humanity as someone like Ndombele? Literally, those two people are like the definition
listen,
of polar
yeah.
opposites.
Let's talk about let's talk about Partey, yeah? Should we talk about him?
Yeah, but Partey probably would have played. Ndombele was like, I'm going
to be honest, I can't lie. Right now, I'd probably take Partey over Ndombele.
We'll get to Partey in a second. But let's just keep talking about how Tottenham lost to some team that probably didn't exist. They didn't exist 9 years ago.
Do you know Sky Sports didn't even have the badge, so they just put like some...
a picture.
It was just grey and a grey outline.
They made it
but
up.
But what
yeah.
is there to say? Like,
I think
it is what it is.
That team doesn't even exist on FIFA.
He
done. No, I don't. All right, right now, Pull up FIFA and see if they you can find them.
We ain't got an hour,
bruv.
Probably won't.
That's the worst team in European football history.
Is that true? What do you want me to tell you?
The Europa Conference League was literally made last week, yeah? This team probably finished 17th in Slovenia, man.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Slovenia.
Have some shame, bro. You look, this,
they like, don't have shame. Hey,
Mark, tell
they
me
don't.
One player plays for NS Mura or whatever it is. NSG options.
Avni, you're loving this, isn't it?
Tottenham Hotspur. So I'll spot that game.
Yeah, it's your fault. You lot didn't play a game, so I had to talk about Slovenia.
Slovenia. The whole country. Are they even from?
They are in the Slovenia.
No, I didn't make. I'm not being racist, man.
Well, no one mentioned racism.
Mura doesn't sound like a Slovenian word. I don't know.
Anyway,
hi. You want to move on?
Desperately, please. Yeah. Please.
So our spotlight game this week was Chelsea versus Man United. I don't know where to begin.
First league game post Ollie.
And yeah, like there was rumours of Ralph.
Let's talk about how certain
honest,
people's goats. Oh, well,
again,
on the bench.
Man United for me were just set up for the draw. They weren't going there to win.
Listen,
but I think
listen, my goat, yeah, my goat is not being put on the bench in a big game. Yeah,
listen,
that's what I'm saying.
The goat shouldn't have won.
Who's the goat?
The Ballon d'Or.
Say
what?
Messi.
What? Okay.
Did you just call him a goat?
Well, he's not my goat.
But you said the goat. So like that's
he's not
so
my
it's
goat.
Not your goat.
Don't twist
but
my words.
He's the goat.
Don't twist my words, Junior.
I think you did it yourself. I'm not gonna
lie. He was Lewandowski was robbed. Just saying.
We'll get to that.
Anyway, we'll get
but
to
let's
that.
Get back. Let's start with something that will make Abdi happy. You've mentioned it about six times already. Tanya's goat dropped for a big game. Mm-hmm. What were we saying? Obviously, I watching that game. After the first half an hour or so, I kind of understood why. Because they wanted to use Rashford and Sancho up there. And I think they were playing a diamond with the two, Rashford and Sancho up top. And it was evident.
Bruno
pretty much had a free role. You could see it from the goal that United scored, that they were asked to press high and actually just press a little bit more than they have done throughout the season this year. Mm-hmm. And we said that on this podcast, that if you've no doubt in Ronaldo's, you know, top two player in the history of the game, but what you're not going to get from him at this age is that pressing style of football. And it was clear to see he was dropped, in my opinion, because United wanted to play that pressing style of football. I think he'll be straight back in for United's next game. But
Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Arsenal.
If
very
he scores
interesting
against
game.
Arsenal, I swear, I'm going to... What's the word that you use? I'm going to...
Overdose.
Yeah,
please don't say the other one.
I'm going to overdose.
You're all right. You'll be fine.
I'm gonna literally like spam the chat with just pictures of Ronaldo.
I'm removing myself.
The junior catches so many strays. Yeah, like, I can't even lie. I'm from sorry. Me as well and Tanya.
Yeah.
In Ben White's pocket.
We'll see about that. But to be fair, I think it was a bold move from Carrick to drop Ronaldo because Ollie wouldn't have done it, and I think it actually paid off. To be fair, in the first half, they do. I will say, I think they do look
Baltimore to me.
Slightly better with Ronaldo, I'm not going to lie. Jamie Carragher's onto something.
Yeah, well, that's what people were saying when he signed, is that you're getting, like I just said, one of the top two players, in, well, arguably anyway, depending on what your stats is, one of the second best player in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. But you just, you lose so much more.
I thought Carragher was spot on.
Maybe
thought,
you gain.
I thought Carragher was spot on, so... Sky, firstly, I'm sick of all of that nonsense. So, always putting up a video that said, heated debate over Man United. Bruv, change it up a little bit.
It was
boring.
Heated, though. Did you not hear that?
It was.
The pitch of Carragher's voice.
I felt bad for Jimmy
Floyd. Why'd you sign him?
I just wanted to be Jimmy Floyd.
He was just
in that situation. Whole
move. He's like, I can't get in the word edgeways. But Carragher was absolutely right because Man United, they only bought him because Man City were linked with him. What Ronaldo provides at this... What does Ronaldo provide at this age? Goals. Yeah? Man United, I don't think they were struggling with goals. They've got enough forward up there as well in terms of they got depth up front. And I don't, Man United have not really struggled with goals. Bruno's eating, Rashford, Cavani, all of them scoring Greenwood. You've got enough goals up front. So why did you bring him in? It was just a vanity project. So
it's true. It was that signing to sort of get the other Man United fans that are Glazers out on side.
But at that point, they were already on side. I think they introduced Varane at their first home game of the season.
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
I can't even lie, the scenes were wild. And at that point, it seemed like, you know, they got the fans back. They obviously signed Sancho for 80 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. Damn, they signed a lot.
They signed a lot. And they're languishing, languishing out here.
A lot of money.
Damn.
But do you think that Ralph picked that team and not Michael Carrick.
That's the thing. Although he's
I think it was a Carrick pick.
He's not there, can he still have an influence in what's happening? Like, he's obviously not going to be at Arsenal's game. We know that. But can he still say Carrick pick this team? Is he going to be in the stands?
But he actually can't work because he hasn't got his permit, so he can't actually go on the training field or anything. But he might. I mean, it's possible
they
that
could
he,
have like phone conversations.
I don't think he picked him. I think that was Carrick. I think that what they're doing is they're leaving it with Carrick and they're seeing how he is. So Carrick might actually be in his backroom staff.
Yeah. And do you know what? It was funny. Sorry, Abdi. It was funny because actually watching United a lot this season, actually that game there was probably the best they've tactically set up. What I've seen anyway, in terms of they played a diamond. You had Bruno at the top of that diamond in like a free roll. You had Fred on the left and McTominay on the right. And they used those two players as almost wide centre mids to nullify the threat of Chelsea's wing-backs. And I sat back and thought, you know what, that's quite clever. And
tactics,
something I haven't seen
God.
Under Solskjaer.
They looked quite good against Villarreal, to be fair, as well.
They did,
but, you know, the first goal was Villarreal mistake. And then that then opens you up to then play a bit more free. And
even with that, though, like, I didn't feel like at Chelsea they were going to get a goal. They were just set up to not concede. It's what I felt against Villarreal, and then again against Chelsea. It was just like, let's not concede.
And they got the goal for a mistake.
Of course, I think that's a good point, but I think the basis of any game, you need to be going in there thinking, let's not concede. That should be first thought.
Yeah.
We don't concede a goal, there's a higher chance we're going to walk away with 3 points today. All we've got to do is score one goal. But so I hear that. I hear why they set up like that. It was really kind of, I don't think I've seen them set up with Matic, Fred, McTominay and Bruno ever before. Just four players who were all kind of primarily doing their work in the centre of the pitch. So it's obviously tried to really bulk up that area and then use Sancho and Rashford to kind of play up top but stretch Chelsea as well. And it worked. Obviously the goal didn't come from any sort of tactical decision or any good team play, but what it did come from is that high pressing, high octane energy. I don't think we would have seen it was Sancho and Rashford sprint at
Jorginho
like that. I haven't seen United players press like that this season at all.
What did you think of Bruno in that new role?
He had a crap game.
Stinker.
To be honest.
Stinker. Can't even laugh.
I'll be surprised. It's a big game.
Oh,
you know?
Here we go.
No, but it's the truth. Has he played well in a big game?
No, but not in that
role.
Not
really. He's an attacking number 10 who has got license to go forward. So it's not really a new role. He's playing behind two forward in a central role. So it's not really that new for him. I mean, I think this entire setup from Man United attacking wise was new. But for him, really, it wasn't really a new role because he's got a free role. And in the big games, this is what he's like. How many big games has he played?
In defence, it was more structured than...
Yeah, I guess so. But
and they
didn't
really have a lot of the ball to
but,
be
but I wouldn't say
sense.
I wouldn't say it's a new role at all for him because he plays almost like a false nine in the fact that he stays high up. He's got a free role to really pump the ball into a box whenever he goes here. I think that's one of his qualities, really, in the fact that if he sees an opportunity to get the ball into the box, he'll do it. But in this game, again, he was just really turning over possession quite a lot. Really, all the hard work that the other lot behind him, like Matic and Fred, were doing, he was sort of like
Fred
turning over
well.
Possession as well, like especially when Man United get high up. I do partly agree with what you said about how Man United, they did set up quite well and it almost worked the way Carrick did it. But if Hudson-Odoi tucks that chance earlier on, then it could be a long game for Man United. I just feel like Man United, they did ride their luck a bit in the first half. And then obviously they got their goal through a mistake.
Of course.
But that's the thing with Chelsea. That's one of their flaws at the minute. They just, for me, they're not that clinical in front of goal.
Well, they scored four against Juventus and then three against Leicester.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's true. Yeah. But I think in this game, that's what
I don't know if
that's
you watched,
what cost them in this game.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched that Juventus game.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That wasn't really through Chelsea brilliance. Not to sound like a hater, but Juventus were terrible on the day and they've been terrible all season.
But you have to take your chances.
This isn't Juventus of 5 years ago. Of course you have to take your chances.
I personally thought Chelsea were brilliant against
Chelsea. But Juventus, it was easy for Chelsea. It's not as if they had to get into fourth gear.
Juventus didn't offer very much.
That's true.
All right, so what did we think, what did we make of the Jorginho era?
Since when has Jorginho been the last man? He's the slowest player in the team. Why would you do that?
It's true.
I get it because their fullbacks take corners. But if one of them, Alonso was taking the corner, so leave Reece James.
Oh, he was another
Hudson
one. Odoi.
They learned from that mistake afterwards because from all the corners, Hudson-Odoi was the last man.
But even still, like, I think if Jorginho could go back, I don't think he tries to do that. Like,
Yeah, but even then, like Mark was saying, they were pressing quite a lot.
I know. But so I think if he gets that chance again, I think he's either heading it back that way, and allowing his team to regroup. But yeah. I don't think he tries to pull that
but
out
still,
of the air.
When defending corners, you always have to have a fast player at the back. That's why fullbacks usually stay back. But I get it. They attack with their fullbacks in it. So, yeah. After
and
that, Jorginho was
striker in it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Alonso had a bad game. Yeah.
He did.
They're missing Chilwell already, in it, but hopefully that continues.
Well, a couple of goals in Alonso, and then he's back to top scorer.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll score against us, no doubt. He always does.
Yeah, and then Wan-Bissaka. Mark, how do you feel about that?
Do you know what? I would apologise because I was his stand on this podcast. I was like, yeah, Wan-Bissaka. Yeah. I rate him. Oh, my God. They need to upgrade on a right back. I'm sorry. He's not here.
50 million, you know.
50 million. That's the problem. They can't because they've put their faith in Wan-Bissaka. You know, they've spent the money on him and they definitely have to prioritise other positions. Crystal Palace will be laughing at the moment. And that's not to say this guy is finished, but... honestly, this guy is a shambles. He's young. He's got a long way to go in his career. But this guy is a shambles, man.
He runs so awkwardly. Like when he's trying to dribble, have you seen him? He's like head down.
Stand up straight, man.
People say he's so good at defending, etc. And he's not.
I don't see it.
He's good 1v1.
He's quick.
Yeah. And quite more often than not, those last ditch tackles that he's making are generally through mistakes of his own anyway.
And he's quick enough to get there.
Look, he's got good recovery. I mean,
his first touch is, I don't even want to. I'm just gonna leave it there.
Have you seen Pepe's first touch?
I'm telling you right now, it's nowhere near when this happened.
Are you saying he's Pepe at right back?
Listen,
that's not a good thing.
Don't disrespect Pepe. Right.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Why are you writing for Pepe?
No, explain this.
No,
are you like part Ivorian?
No, you're a weirdo, bro. I don't understand. We'll talk about this later. To be honest,
we'll talk about this now.
Because you're just completely off brand, innit?
I don't get the Pepe slander.
I had a perfect opportunity. And you just ruined it.
How are you even asking me to talk about the Pepe thing? You don't let anyone speak.
I didn't ask you to talk about
the
Pepe thing.
You brought your own voice.
I do.
Don't you?
I do.
Anyway, let's continue.
No, I actually want to hear it.
I think Pepe gets a lot of stick for Arsenal.
Right,
I just don't know if it's fully justified.
Why?
Because I think he's a decent player. Like, put it this way, he's obviously going to play, I assume, against Man United because Saka's out, right?
Saka's not out.
Is he not injured?
Not confirmed.
Oh, it's not confirmed.
No.
Cool. Well, Abdi, listen, you're forgetting Abdi was at the training ground this morning. He's got links down there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He knows this type
of
stuff.
He limped off against Newcastle.
No, Saka texted me.
I just don't get it.
I definitely get it. A, because...
72 million.
72 million. And I don't think we should judge him because of the price tag, but he did cost a lot of money. So therefore, he has to kind of... he's got something that he has to live up to. And...
I think we should judge him.
We're just not getting him. The season you signed him, right? He was off the back of, I think 20 goals and 12 assists or something like that in the league.
It was actually 24 goals and 12 assists. Goals.
But he was moving like Bruno. About half of them were pens. I'm just saying, you can't you use the argument for Bruno.
Honestly, it's the worst player to start defending.
But my point is,
you're going to lose every time.
I'm just
if you keep
saying,
defending.
At the minute, he would get into our team.
Yeah, because the team's not good. And also, he's not better than Lucas Moura. So what are you talking about?
You don't think? Well, I don't know.
Would you take Lucas over Pepe?
Would you?
No way.
That's the thing.
Oh, no, would I take Lucas over Pepe? Yeah, I would.
You would.
He's hated Pepe more than Dalo.
It's not I don't hate
you. You've never rated
Are you crazy? What kind of question is this?
Would you take
Are we seriously having this debate?
No. Pepe would definitely get into our squad.
Pepe is a bonehead. He would get in your squad, he'd probably play left back or something.
Because Lucas Moura is very frustrating, but I suppose that's similar to Pepe.
I told you.
But he's the Brazilian Theo Walcott. I said it from day one.
Lucas Moura is very frustrating, but Pepe. What is Pepe then, innit? Pepe is the most exasperating human being ever, man. Stop falling over. Stand up straight.
Exasperating.
I bet Pepe can't even walk straight without falling over.
That was a massive
tangent.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We're talking about Wan-Bissaka, then we got to Pepe.
Exactly. Okay. How did that even happen?
It was
big week for Sancho. Goal in the Champions League.
Yeah,
2-2. Goal against Chelsea. And it was...
I love that goal. It was a quality goal, man.
Yeah. I'm happy there's a lot that could go wrong in that goal because he's running up to goal. He's got a lot of time. Mm. But the little shimmy, like he was going to pass around.
Honestly, I'm being dead serious. I think he done so well because I really think Rashford wasn't making that easy for him. I'm pretty certain Rashford was actually in an offside position the time where he had to make up his mind and either square it or shoot.
I thought he would square it, but the shimmy.
Yeah, I thought he would square it as well, but it was clear to see Rashford was half a foot offside, and he's like, come on, just slow down a bit. You're not like you're running side to side. You haven't got the ball. Jadon Sancho's got the ball.
Yeah,
just slow down.
Sancho's good at that. He really is. He used to do that a lot in Germany. Yeah, like in the 1v1 situation, he's very clever in terms of like.
It reminded me of Sanchez against West Ham. Do you remember where
he did the shimmy and he chipped it? Yeah.
I think he's gonna just
go up now.
That'd
be good.
That was a good goal against Villarreal as well.
Yeah, great.
It's good for his confidence.
What do you think of Rudiger's miss in the last minute?
We didn't talk about the penalty. Very stupid.
To be fair, we were on Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and then we missed over the big incident that he was a part of.
Jorginho missed against Switzerland. He blasted over. He never takes penalties like that. And then obviously he missed in the final as well.
I think he's going to miss that actually.
There's a pressure one as well. But he doesn't miss for Chelsea, man.
That was composure, man.
Yeah, very composed. Good penalty. But
De Gea sent completely the wrong way.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
You thought the penalty
soft.
Was a bit soft.
Do you know what? Initially I did, but then when I watched it back, I thought, what is this clown doing? What is he doing?
I know we
this
all hate clown. Chelsea, but you've got to be fair.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what it is. I just wanted to kid myself that it was soft, but it wasn't.
It was very interesting, Chelsea dropping points, putting, 2 points between first and third?
I think that's 2 big points drop for Chelsea. I'm sorry, I think it is. When you look at Liverpool, slap Man United...
Man City, was away as well. Chelsea,
you know, Chelsea, they're giving a lot of chat, but let's be honest, I think... they should have been doing a lot better. I think Tuchel as well, he made substitutions way too late.
Yeah.
Lukaku should have come on a lot sooner.
Yeah, you were screaming for Lukaku.
Because Werner, he wasn't working. He was not so working. Bad, oh my God, honestly, he's terrible. Mm. He's actually so bad.
And Abdi screaming, last week you screamed that Chelsea wouldn't concede another goal for 6 years. And now 1 week later, we're here talking about...
Man said it was impossible for Chelsea to concede goals.
No, I said more than one goal.
You said
more than one goal. Don't manipulate me, bro. Don't manipulate me. And don't manipulate the audience, innit? Also, flipping losers who listen to this podcast. No, I said last week, you lot DM me support, and no one did, man. If you're listening to this right now and you didn't, shame on yourself, man.
No. Hey, hit the applause for everyone who didn't. That's Andy's
mic. Now, what was I going to say? What can you say with your chest now then?
No, I didn't say they're not going to concede a goal from the end of time.
So I'm asking you now. Episode 108, 27 minutes and 32 seconds in. 109, 27 minutes and now 35 seconds in. Will Chelsea concede more than one goal in a game?
No, I would.
This season.
Maybe, okay.
The rest
hold
of this
on,
season.
On.
And if you say no, you're clinically mad.
Okay, cool. Maybe when I said impossible, obviously I was exaggerating. What I meant was it's difficult to score more than one goal against this team. As of yet, no team has done that this season. Mm. Obviously, it's impossible. I'm not going to say the word impossible anymore. What I mean is it'll be stupid of me to say that no team is going to score more than one goal against them.
Okay. So what you've just done is given the listeners a lesson on how to backtrack, but without doing it putting yourself out there.
No, but he's got a point. I agree with him. No, I'm joking.
Boss man, if you want to fight, just tell me.
So you agree that it's impossible to score?
No, I'm not agreeing with that. Okay. But I think from what we've seen, they are very hard to break down.
Just so you know, there's a period, I see it earlier today, there's a period in the season where they've got Liverpool at Stamford Bridge, then they go away to the Etihad, and then they got Spurs at home in 3 league games on the bounce.
Sounds like 4-0 each.
And this is just before the Club World Cup. This is going to be when the games are really thick and fast. Mm-hmm. You really think... Yeah, you're still sticking with a...
Well, they're going to score for fun against Tottenham, so you can write that one off.
Yeah,
Chelsea's Conte. Strength, I'm going to be real. Chelsea's strength is not scoring for fun. Chelsea's, to be fair to Abdi, Chelsea's
against
strength
Spurs,
is their
defending for fun.
Spurs.
No, but you've got Conte.
Yeah, but
are we
ignoring the fact that they're going to slap up Liverpool at Stamford Bridge?
Okay.
No, they're not.
His teams are usually really structured and don't. Yeah.
He has Sanchez, Dyer, and bloody Bodon, and.
Do you remember you were saying that someone was screaming?
Yes,
that's screaming.
They heard that next door.
That logic doesn't work. Look at what he's got to work with. Anyway,
are we moving on?
Yeah, I think we're moving on.
All right.
I don't know if there's anything else to say. Really,
Rudiger missed in the last minute.
Oh yeah,
that was that. I thought that was a good play, really, from Ziyech. He brought, you know, he played it, cut it back to Pulisic, came on, crossed it, and then, oh my God, yeah, that's a gilt-edged chance right at the end, man.
About the one where he hit the bar from about 25 yards. Rudiger, a clean strike for a centre-half. That was clean.
Oh, yeah, and then...
I don't know, man.
Certain goats came on and ruined the whole game for me.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I just don't care about Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? Like, the title race, they're in it, but I don't care. Like, I'm more bothered about Liverpool, City. That's more interesting. Chelsea just bore me to tears, man. I don't care.
When I say stuff like that, Abdi's
no, what
me,
she's
like,
saying is egregious. What you said was a little bit fair, but that was nonsense.
I just don't care.
I don't care about Chelsea. Well, okay, we'll win the league. What are you going to do then? You're going to turn away when they pick up the trophy. They're top of the league right now.
If you
the
thing see is, it, it doesn't exist.
Obviously, I want them to crash and burn, and I hate Chelsea. Their fans are the worst human beings on planet Earth. But the thing is, you can't deny that the fact that this team is a quality team.
No,
they won the Champions League, man.
But what I can't take is, like, a lot of their fans are saying, oh, yeah, you know, if Tuchel wins the Champions League again, he's better than Klopp. And it's like, have some context. Look at the squad that Tuchel's got compared to Klopp. Look at what Klopp had to do when he came in. That's the stuff that I can't stand about Chelsea fans.
No,
do you know
crazy.
What I mean?
You can't say that
be
about
a bit level headed. Do you know what I mean? But anyway,
let's move on. Arsenal move versus on. Newcastle,
2-0. Hey! Round of applause. Oh wait.
Oh. I actually think you're a closet Arsenal.
That's what I said. I said that.
I agree now. I see the light now.
Don't insult my intelligence.
No. Because there's evidence here on this very podcast. You know, you're backing Pepe.
Did you not get that?
The amount you hate Tottenham. Yeah,
and now
you're applauding.
Just because
Arsenal.
I back an Arsenal player does not make me an Arsenal fan. It just goes to show you that I'm not that biased like you two. So
okay, fair enough. But yeah, me and Junior went to the game.
Ball fest. I feel sorry for you watching that. Not gonna lie.
I don't think it was a ball fest. It was all right.
Absolutely boring.
Newcastle are just a very bad team. That's the thing.
No, the second half wasn't boring.
Yeah, it wasn't boring.
I did watch the second half because the first half was so dull.
You see, she watches the boring part and then says, "Oh, it's boring."
No, because. Look, I'm not going to lie, I find you're boring. You're boring.
Seriously, like the second half, we had so many chances and we scored 2 goals.
I just think against a poor Newcastle side, I just think that first half, that's not sustainable for me, personally. Yeah, I think Aubameyang was terrible.
Don't go there.
Oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't mention that. That word should be banned.
Yesterday, Abby's going to start chucking tables.
Was it yesterday or this morning?
It was
yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, you lot were moving mad. I was like, gosh, what's wrong with these lot?
We were arguing for ages about Aubameyang being finished, but whatever.
He's finished. Watching that performance.
Can I say that?
Can you settle down, please?
No, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you today? What's in that cup?
You're boring.
Can I also say, like, you're talking about Newcastle, but they have got a new manager.
Oh, Eddie Howe. I'm so scared. Really?
No, I'm not saying they're going to win the league. I'm just saying
Newcastle.
It's a new manager bounce. Like, he's going to have them more structured.
Was no bounce. That was just new manager stationary. They are terrible.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, they've been playing a little bit better than, like, for example, when have Newcastle ever scored 3 goals? They scored 3 goals last weekend against Brentford.
Yeah, there we go.
What's that mean?
Brentford.
So?
That's who they should,
Brentford,
that's who they're kind of
Brentford
competing
will beat you
with
right now, yeah?
Well, they've got them next.
Maybe.
We'll see, innit?
We'll see.
We'll see if you're
talking tough.
We beat
Newcastle, though, 3-1.
3-2, but yeah.
Was it 3-2?
Yeah.
Damn it.
But yeah, on the game.
2 goals against you.
on the game. Like you said, in the first half, it was poor. Yeah. I thought it was too slow.
Odegaard was poor.
Odegaard, yeah. So the 3 key positions, really, I feel, in this team are centre mid, number 10 and striker. And right now, Partey, Odegaard and Aubameyang are underperforming massively and we need more from them. Odegaard, he's the type of guy, I think he's too nice and he's too subtle
safe.
And like try and be like,
he's too good looking
in the way he plays.
He's
like, you know,
safe.
He's too safe, you know, that's what I was saying earlier on. If we had someone like, for example,
Madison,
for example, yeah, or like, even Kevin De Bruyne and Bruno, those guys who, when they see the opportunity, I don't want
Bruno!
Them. Hold on. You don't need to listen.
Kevin De Bruyne or Bruno.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Press the button again.
What button?
The green one.
You're not listening to what I'm saying, though. I'm saying, I didn't say I want them, but I'm saying in the way that the quality that they have is that when they see a runner, they play the ball in behind, didn't it? So that's why someone like Jamie Vardy.
So what would please you more then? Him now? What's funny? What? I can't speak, no?
It's like, the way you're cool. Came out with it now.
What would please you more
if
then?
If Tanya went home, like
like a safe and composed performance where, and I'm speaking specifically about Odegaard, not Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Safe and composed performance where he keeps the ball, moves it well, but doesn't really try much. Or a Bruno-esque performance where he tries a lot, loses the ball quite a lot, but you know
that's a good question.
He's trying to make things happen. What?
That's a very good question. I honestly, I'm not sure. Obviously, you'd look for a balance in it, but I mean, if he does that in the way he plays, the way Bruno does, and he creates two or three chances, then I'd accept it a little bit more because one, he plays on my team, innit? But but I can't deal with Bruno's style of play. That's just wild.
No, but I think the problem with Odegaard is that whilst being too safe, he's still losing the ball.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
He's not even just recycling the play and keeping us ticking. He's right now his form is too poor. Like, he'll get the ball, he'll try and turn, loses it. Yeah. He'll get the ball, he'll try and pass, loses it. Mm. He can't seem to do anything right.
I mean, that was almost his big chance, right? Because in the bigger games, exactly. In the bigger games, you were playing a striker in Lacazette as your 10. And Arteta's obviously set up and thought, right, we've got Newcastle at home. This is perfect for Odegaard to come in. And
I'd much prefer Lacazette there.
And he did. Yeah. Let's be honest, he didn't pass the test, did he?
Yeah, and it's true. I thought, like, before the game, I was like, all right, I get it, because we expect them to play a little bit more of a deeper block, and then I would want him to help break us down. But it was clear that they didn't play with two holding midfielders. They actually played with two midfielders who aren't really defensive at all,
straight
with Shelby
4-4-2.
And Willock.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was 3-4-3 because they played back three with Kraft, Lascelles and Cher, and then they played with the four with Fraser right wing back, and who else left wing back? Richie, and then Willock and Shelby.
You can name one of those players.
Yeah, you know what? It's true. Saint-Maximin was so deep on that left side. That's so deep. He was almost that left wing back at times.
I think Eddie Howe nullified Saint-Maximin. And
but
I think that's the
weird,
problem. Like,
he's an attacking manager, though.
Yeah, look, like, we didn't have. But Newcastle shipped too many goals. Yeah.
And they still haven't won a game this season.
And I think that's the issue. Like, Eddie Howe, he was so reserved in his team selection that he nullified their best player. And only in the second half, when they were desperate, did Sam Maximin.
He did one run.
Any,
I was like, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
like, no one can touch him.
He beat like 3-4 players.
No one can touch him. Like, when he goes full speed, you can't catch him. But
yeah, I can literally see him, his exasperation when he passes the ball to someone else in the team. That isn't Callum Wilson. Literally, like, I feel like he trusts Callum Wilson in the team and no
then
one
you
else.
And you look at their subs, like, they bring on, like, Almiron.
Murphy.
It doesn't inspire anything.
Yeah, they need a big January window.
Yeah.
But let's focus more so, I guess, on Arsenal.
Great
we've
goal
got two resident Arsenal.
Great goal from Saka and great goal from Martinelli.
It was essentially.
Did you see the goals?
I did. It was a very good finish from Martinelli, I have to say. But why is he not playing him?
Why is he not playing? Oh, because
Abdi, like I said, Abdi's at the training ground every morning. Listen, if Abdi had his way, Aubameyang would be up top when he's 60 years old. So no one's getting a chance.
Well, firstly,
you came prepared today, didn't you?
Martinelli's been playing out wide in defence of Abdi. But and so he's not going to get in over Saka and Smith Rowe. No way. Yeah. Right now on form, he's not. So Saka came off, Martinelli came on, scored that volley. Also, the two assists came from our fullbacks that were heavily criticised after the Liverpool game. Rightly so. Rightly heavily criticised.
Tavares.
But Tavares.
Trent and Robertson shaking. Although both of them got an assist this week as well. But I mean, I get what you mean. Honestly, coming into this game, I wanted to see Martinelli start because, you know, obviously we're not scoring enough goals, and there's much more, you know, more goals you can get from the forward line than I'd have preferred it. But yeah, he came on and he actually provided what Aubameyang wasn't really. When he came on, and it was just runs in behind, energy. Aubameyang, you know, he was nullified completely. That's why I said Lacazette probably should have played so he can get into a fight with Lascelles. But every time the ball came near Aubameyang, Lascelles just ate him up. So
and he missed an open goal.
Yeah. Oh my god, I couldn't believe it. I had my head in my hands as well.
No, I believed it.
The whole honestly, some people use them. Big words on Aubameyang.
I still can't believe that now.
I can believe it because
Matt didn't even hit the inside of the post as well.
Outside of the post.
I mean, it's the same thing like against Watford. Where he's in front of goal, the goalkeeper's out of goal, there's no one there, and all he has to do is pass it into the net, and his touch
was poor, yeah.
Right, I promise you lot, I would stop saying this phrase last week, but I'm going to just bring it out once. I've got a question for you lot. because obviously, our listeners have heard you guys chat about Arsenal for years now, but specifically at the start of this season, it was your genuine thoughts on Arteta, and you both I won't say that you were Arteta out, but you were both very displeased with performances, and
particularly I was definitely Arteta out.
I didn't want to mudge you both. Let me finish, because I'm kind of in the middle of getting to that exact that exact kind of conversation. I didn't want to mudge you lot. So about fair enough, you were both Arteta out. Mm-hmm. But now, 13 games in, you're level on points with West Ham in fourth place. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand? Like, I highly doubt that 2 months ago you could have seen yourself sitting there during fourth.
Absolutely not.
So is this, what is this down to? And if it is down to Arteta, do you give him credit and more time? Or is it more the players have just picked it up? Is it everything? Like, what is it?
I think it's a combination of all those things. I think 100% after the Chelsea, the City game, no way on God's green earth did I think that we would be in this position that we are currently. I said to Tanya that if we beat Spurs in the North London Derby, it wouldn't mean anything if we didn't pick up form from there. We have. Tanya's like, oh, I don't like that you guys flip-flopping. It's not flip-flopping. Like, you can only judge a person by the job that they're doing. And we're seeing now that 13 games in, we're joint level with West Ham, who are on fourth. The race for top four is wide open. Not saying that we're going to get top four, but we're in the race at least. That's all you can do is win the games that you have and be in the race to finish in the top four. The players have picked up. He's actually dropping players. Well, not everyone, but based on form. So, like, for example, Tierney wasn't playing well, and then Nuno Tavares came in, did well, and he's playing him based on form. And we can only, like, do, like, kind of receive what we're seeing and judge it that way.
Do you not think bigger picture, though, as well?
No,
no one could see the bigger picture after Man City, though. Yeah. We lost 5-0 to Man City.
Yeah, arguably, this is the bigger picture because... After three games, that's actually not even really much of a picture at all. But obviously, you could use last season as well, which wasn't great. But now you've got more of a picture. That's why my question on Arteta is more so not about the job that he's doing, because obviously, the situation you're in now compared to the start of the season is completely different. But it's not about the job he's doing. It's more so about... Is your faith in him there to be this Arsenal manager for the next five, six years?
Another point is that I just thought about was one of Abdi's biggest gripes with him was player identification. And the players that he's brought in now, when you're looking at it, Aaron Ramsdale, Tanya just said he's the best signing of all season. Like, this is a goalkeeper. He, when they were the first quoted 30 million and Arsenal went away, he was like, no, that's the goalkeeper I want. And so if we're talking about player identification, fantastic. Like, who would have seen that Aaron Ramsdale if you're looking at the Sheffield United and Bournemouth one? Mm. Nuno Tavares at left back.
No, his signings are better than I expected.
He was reserve at Benfica. And Tomiyasu.
I don't know. I think Arsenal, look, I think you're beating teams that I think you should be beating. Mm-hmm. And you can only play with
but that's what you have to do.
But I just think... As an Arsenal fan, I would want to see better performances against the top six.
You're an Arsenal fan. I hate you. Go on, continue.
I'm saying, if I was an Arsenal fan, I would want to see better performances against the bigger teams.
True. Because absolutely.
Even Spurs, I know, I don't even want to use Spurs as an example, but we could still say, all right, we've beaten a City, but you guys still struggle against those top teams.
You've beaten a
City. And I almost feel like, do Arsenal fans just almost see these games as like free hits? And I don't think that's the right mentality to have.
No, I don't think it's the... We said it last time when we lost to Liverpool. Well, I said it here. It's like, that's like getting battered by the top team stops now. Like, you can't be battered. You can't be battered. So, like, Thursday is a big test. I know Man United are not in form.
Them, though, to be fair.
They're not in form currently, but it's a massive test. Like, we can't go there and be defensive.
No.
We have to go there and play our game. Like, I don't know how United are going to set up. We know how they were going to set up against Chelsea because it's Chelsea. Mm. But against Arsenal, you know.
On Mark's point originally, obviously, I agree with majority of what you said. Obviously, he's done well since we were bottom of the league, you know, with 0 points after three games, which is why I said it was a dire situation. So it's not really like flip-flopping or anything like that. But I still, what I prefer from a manager is attacking football. And I feel like to be the best, you have to be, at least be very good at defensively, like Chelsea are, or like Liverpool are showing. Liverpool are literally up there purely, not obviously they're not bad defensively, but it is mainly carried by their outstanding attack. It's got 39 goals this season. So with Arteta, I still think we've only scored 15 goals this season. To me, that's not enough. And I don't feel like, I prefer an attacking manager, you know? So I'm not saying I'm Arteta in, but I can't really criticise him because the form is picked up from where we were before. Yeah. And I think what I want is a much more attacking manager. He's going to get the best out of attacking players.
Just wait, just to compliment that. I think it's, I'm not, I don't want to say it's coming, but I think it's his intention. Yeah. Because the first thing we saw is like, let's get the defence right. So Arsenal's defence from being one of the worst ones out of any top team is now one of the best in the league overall. So, and last season we couldn't score at all. Like we were, you know, we're struggling. This season it started the same way, but it's starting to, in some patches, click. Like, we haven't scored enough goals from open play, but we got two on Saturday. We just have to kind of see. And also, like we said before, these are young players that are developing. They're finding their way. Like, our two best players are 20.
I think that's a valid point, but it can't be used as an argument because at the end of the day, they're being picked to play for Arsenal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we don't have anyone better than them.
Yeah. No, and that's, again, going back to that point about, because I think in terms of creating chances from open play or down there at the bottom three or
creating
four
chances
in the league.
Generally. Yeah.
So you are picking up more points this season than you have under Arteta, but
based
the
on
performances
defense,
themselves haven't actually been that impressive. That's why I asked you the question, what is it? And you just kind of answered that in a way by saying that that will come with Arteta.
Yeah.
And actually, to be honest, I agree with that. The important thing now at this early stage in the season for me is points over performances.
Yeah.
100%.
And our defence is
whilst I agree with that, whilst I agree with that, I still definitely, like, I'm all about process over results, because the results, if your results are better than your performances, then the performances will catch up with the results. Like, for example, when Klopp came, Liverpool, they were getting up and down results as well, but you could clearly see the process from day one, the way he wanted to play. And then obviously that led to just getting better players. Mm. And then now look at Liverpool.
But we're talking about a coach with decades of experience.
It's true. We made that choice, though,
with a proven philosophy. Exactly.
There were available managers.
He's obviously, like, he's learning on the job. Like, this is a mad step from being a coach to being a manager.
I just think if you had a Conte, man, I think that's what you guys need, personally.
I don't think we need a Conte because...
Or just a manager of that calibre with the players that you've got now.
I just want an attacking manager.
But I get the point of having, like, a young manager grow with the team. I just don't want him to be so close-minded. I want him to... Like, the idea that was flowing around Twitter about him bringing Arsene Wenger in, I'm like, something like that is...
I think that's harmful.
I'm not particularly Arsene Wenger, but I'm just saying that idea is great in terms of, like, how do you get the balance right? So Arteta's amazing at getting the defence right. And Arsene Wenger's amazing at getting the attacking football. So that kind of thing in my head, that could really benefit Arteta in terms of, like, how do I get the structure to be balanced, not to be so defensively, so I can get the best out of every player, which is what the best managers do. Look at Klopp, like you mentioned Klopp.
I've got a pencil.
All right, let's,
I don't know. Am I writing notes?
Let's veer
just
away
quickly,
from Arsenal.
Can I just tell you a story after the game? So me and Junior were on Holloway Road, after the game, and some Newcastle fan on crutches came, walked up to us and goes, in the most deepest Geordie action, he goes, "How are you, man? Sorry to interrupt. Do you know the way to Highbury to station?" I was like, "Yeah, you're going the right way." He goes, "Ah, thank you, man. Good luck for next week." I was just like, "Bro, this is not even Geordie Shaw. That's like Andy Carroll's granddad." I was like, "You've never left Newcastle before in your life."
But the nicest
guy, man. He said, "Good luck for next week."
Nah, big up the Geordies, man. I love them.
They came out of the stadium singing the song that Arsenal fans were taking the piss
like,
out of.
They were like, "We're shit and we're effing rich."
No, we're rich, but we're effing.
Yeah.
No way.
Mad. Right. So you got United on Thursday.
Yep.
A win puts you at Old Trafford, right? So a win would put you 8 points above them. Mm-hmm. A draw would keep the gap at 5 points, and a loss they'd close that gap to 2 points. Using that rationale, what is a good result for you on Thursday? good, what's a good, not an ideal or a preferred result, what's a good result for Arsenal on Thursday?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mark.
I think it's a win.
A win is a great result. Yeah. A point, I wouldn't be mad at.
I wouldn't be mad at a point, but I think Man United are a big team. We've struggled against big teams.
But this season, they're not playing like but you, that.
But they got a point against Chelsea.
They're in good form. You're playing the wrong time.
Good form where?
Good form. Good what are you talking about?
No, like as in, I say form.
I just said they're in bad form.
But they've just around, come yeah. off the back of no, two yeah, yeah, good yeah, results, yeah, yeah, is what yeah, I'm yeah, saying. Yeah. Like, it's unfortunate you're playing them now. It's Sancho the scored as well.
I'm going to be honest.
It's unfortunate.
Are you mentally prepared? Because it's inevitable. He is going to score on Thursday.
Who?
Ronaldo.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't.
So are you,
it doesn't,
like, are you
it doesn't. It doesn't invalidate the points I've made. He's
getting,
I know. That's what he
but
does.
Tanya's going to be scores. At your neck. I'm just letting you know.
She can be at my neck, but have I ever? Do you know me as someone who struggles in that regard? Firstly, the reason I want us to beat Man United. Obviously, you want to beat Man United at any point, but I've got too many agendas against some of those players, isn't it? So beating them, and the thing is, they haven't beaten us since Mourinho was in charge. So. I mean, that's what I want. Like,
You've set it all up. They haven't scored a goal against us.
I don't feel confident. Because we've been bad in the big games this season. Apart from Tottenham, but Tottenham are rubbish.
Yeah.
What did you say?
They haven't scored against us in 3 years.
Okay, cool. But yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is, I don't dispute that Ronaldo will probably score against us. But it doesn't evaluate the point.
Our luck. Bruno and Ronaldo.
Firstly, it's a big game. Bruno is not going to score. I'm upset. I'm sure about that. Aubameyang hat trick. When I come back next Tuesday, I want all of you lot to kiss my ring finger.
I'm getting it in the airwaves now. If he scores a hat trick, I'll kiss your ring finger.
All right, cool.
It's not happening.
You
think Aubameyang scoring a hat trick
against Man United?
Are you being serious?
Big man, he's averaging a single goal in the league every four games.
Do you know what? I'm going to place a bet now. You
worry about your strength.
No, if this happens,
Aubameyang is a big man for Mo Salah.
I'll give you my ring. and Mark's got kissed.
Tanya, that is not going to fit on Abdi's finger.
Yeah, exactly. My eyes are way too chunky for that.
I just want to say that you are listening. They shook hands.
I'll say it. We shook hands. No, but there has to be something in this for me, so...
I'm not doing anything. We shook on it already. You can't anything. Go back. We can't go back shaking. We've done it already.
Can't go back shaking.
All right, cool. Mark, I will literally be outside your house with the bank.
All right, so Palace Thursday versus night. Villa. Cool.
What is with Palace and set pieces, man? They've conceded 19 goals this season and 10 of them are from set pieces.
He's improved a lot at Palace, Vieira. One of them not being... as you've just mentioned, Matt. And to be honest, you'd associate Palace under Roy Hodgson particularly to be good both defending and attacking set pieces.
Yeah.
So, no idea. That's over 50% of their league goals from set pieces this season, which is worrying if you're Patrick Vieira.
Yeah.
He's got time, though. I don't think there's any pressure, really.
It's not to question him but as a coach,
that's got improvement.
You know, you sit back and you think what can get better and what needs to get better quickly. Because, like I said, they are drawing way too many games. And
where are they on the table? Actually, they're not in 11th. Danger, are they?
11th.
No, they're 11th.
Oh, thank God.
But I think they've drawn 7 out of 14.
she actually said it. Thank God.
Thank God. They've drawn more than they've won and lost combined.
They've drawn 6 games.
Seven, even.
Seven. Yeah.
Seven.
Oh yeah, they have.
Damn. So for them, it's about ironing those silly set piece.
But Stevie G, though.
Yeah,
another win.
Stevie.
That was a guy, man. The second goal was a quality goal.
See what I mean about Villa? Huh? Okay. Villa.
Now.
Tanya, do you want to announce live what's happening with your loan?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't put me in the Villa shirt.
She bought a Villa shirt.
I did not buy a Villa shirt.
She got Gerrard on the back.
But that's the perfect example of new manager bounce, isn't it? The two games, two wins. They've looked impressive. They would have got a clean sheet if it weren't for a silly goal conceded.
He's come into a very good squad.
It just makes me question what Dean Smith was thinking off the back of a really successful season with Villa last year. For some reason, obviously had his reasons for, right, I'm going to go 5 at the back this season and I'm going to stick to it. Didn't work. And then Stevie G's come in, immediately switched it to 4 at the back and they've won 2 on the trot. So it's I don't know what Dean Smith was thinking, but it was clear that system didn't suit his players, and he wasn't looking to change.
Do you think sometimes it's like not so much being stubborn, but a manager will keep pushing to see it succeed?
I don't know, because he the bulk of Villa's business in the market this summer was attacking players, and what you're doing by playing five at the back is taking out one of those attacking players and adding in. He played Tunzabi, who they've got on loan from United, and it's like you'd rather develop your own players, surely.
Who's that? Who's that?
Huh?
Say that again.
Don't ask questions. Tunzabi.
This is why
I've said Tunzabi.
This is why I'm going on loan to Villa.
So you've announced it.
No, because when you actually look at the players they've got Leon Bailey, they've got Watkins, they've got McGinn, they've got Konsa, who I rate, they've got Target, they've got Cash, they've got.
Mings.
El Ghazi.
You can't. You ruined your point when you said Mings. But yeah, they went with one striker. They're going with one striker now as well. I think Danny Ings might be injured. I'm not sure, but
But to be honest, on that point,
he was on the bench.
Watkins. Sorry, is being preferred to Ings.
Yeah, it got a good goal against Brighton as well.
You lot should get Watkins. Because he's an Arsenal fan, right? Get rid of Aubameyang, get Watkins and Tony. I'm telling
absolutely
you.
Absolutely crazy.
Ivan Tony crazy. And Watkins.
No, you should.
We're going to play them both.
Tanya.
That's what I would
Tanya.
Do. I'd sell Lacazette and Aubameyang and get them two.
Tanya, I'm an Arsenal fan. Do you think I should be playing?
Huh?
Do you think I should be playing? Because I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, cool. So that's not enough. That's not enough.
Well, you don't.
Firstly, you don't see me bored, innit?
I don't want to.
No, I rate Watkins, but I'm not. Listen, in terms of goal scoring, who's got a better track record? So obviously I'm going to go with Aubameyang, innit? You know what I said, so don't. You know what I said, innit? But who's got a better track in terms of goal scoring?
Are we talking historically, or are we talking...
This season, even then, Aubameyang got more goals this season. So
no, yeah, but Watkins was injured.
How many goals have Watkins got this season?
Well, who's Watkins?
You're waffling, bro.
You lot are taking it, yes, man. Anyway, let's move on.
Twenty minutes ago, you said you was built for any type of. You was built for it all. You was saying.
Bruv, even the best.
And 20 minutes later,
even
you're rattled.
Even the best can't handle 3-on-1. Yeah.
I'm not even at you.
Listeners, get in the DMs and support me. Yeah?
No one wants to support you.
Elijah, bro. You're my boy, bro.
Watkins is one behind Aubameyang.
Okay, cool. There so take go. It back and say there sorry to you then, innit?
But Aubameyang's played like double the game.
Exactly. It doesn't matter, bro. Listen, I told you.
Innit? Watkins.
Okay, cool. You want to count Aubameyang's goals? Count how many goals Ronaldo and Lukaku got in the league. Say sorry now, innit? Whoa. Kiss my ring finger. Goodness me. I'm always on the attack and I'm right all the time, innit, bro? When Aubameyang bags a hat trick, I will slap you in your face.
But how have you criticised Aubameyang in the past? Where is this coming from?
I'm criticising it. Move on. Yeah. I'm not going through this again. Next game, no one speak anymore.
Go
to the next
fire
game.
In the booth. What's the point in, bro? All right,
next game.
Southampton versus Liverpool. Mark, you must be chuffed.
Yeah, very chuffed.
Mark's always chuffed. Why?
I'm not.
Do you remember what happened with West Ham?
Last season.
But he
was
here. We didn't do an episode.
No, but
that
he
game.
Was pissed off though.
Last season.
Yeah, no, but.
Bruv, I had to sit. Right, I was in the office, yeah. Junior sends me a message. Oh, like, Mark, could you just like record like 3 minutes on like Liverpool's loss to West Ham? I was there like, oh.
It was also
really?
Only 2 minutes.
I was just trying to exaggerate it a little bit. So I did kind of cover it in a way.
You did call me cheeky though.
But last season was depressing, Tanya. So don't forget about last season.
You suffered last season.
And also, why would you want him to see it upset? He's a good guy.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, my
man was ready to swing for me just 30 seconds ago.
Tanya, you are good at this, man.
If you touch that one more time, then.
Alright, sorry.
How many times are you going to press this thing?
I'm enjoying it! Let me. I'm hitting it the right time.
Alright,
you are.
You are
smashing
let him,
it.
Let him talk job. About Liverpool's win for
sorry,
30
Mark.
Seconds.
Good start. No, because I've just deep. We're an hour in, so I will keep this quite sweet and succinct. I don't know if any of you guys watched it. It was 3 o'clock on a Saturday, so it was difficult to actually watch it live. But
so did you watch it, Mark, or allegedly?
Huh? Allegedly, I watched the full 90 in HD, but all allegedly.
He was at the game.
Yeah, of course
you
was.
so we...
You got 25 seconds.
Let the guy speak.
No, I mean, it was the perfect
she's
start.
She's saying this to me. This one who's not letting anyone
Andy,
speak.
We're going
to
swing.
Go on, Mark, go on.
We're actually going to swing.
Sorry, go on, Mark.
Pause this whole podcast right now.
go on.
We started well. Obviously, we got an opener before, like, within 2 minutes. Yep. And when we do that, we usually go on and win the game. Yeah. We always 4-0. Start fast. First 15 minutes, we start fast. If we score within that 15 minutes, it's long for you, particularly at Anfield. Southampton weren't necessarily bad on the day. We were good. I think a couple of our recent results, obviously not Arsenal, but the Brighton and West Ham games before that, really in our mind, particularly Brighton, when we were 2-0 up at Anfield and stupidly let that go and ended up drawing the game 2-2. So for me, good to get that 1-0 lead and then just see the game out. Thiago getting another goal. Abdi's boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
The quality goal.
You know what? He's looked decent.
Quality in midweek. Woo! And actually the small bit of skill for the goal against Southampton. The little ball roll under the studs. Yeah. Beautiful.
In a tight area.
Jota the slotter.
Yeah, Klopp called Jota the perfect signing.
But actually, can I just say something? You should be ashamed of yourself. Why are you putting Salah 1-5 beginning of
he
the
did
end?
That. Listen, he did that to rattle me. I chose not to even...
All I'm saying is Salah and Martinelli have got the same record in the last 5 games, yeah? And Martinelli's played about 10 minutes.
Cool. So should we bring the conversation back to
Aubameyang? You know I rate Salah. I'm just taking
a
piss.
I think we should have like a separate episode to talk about Aubameyang because that went on for ages.
Oh, you
yesterday.
Know what? We do have listeners' questions as well at the end of this. Yeah. You know what? Let's do it this way. Have you got any questions to ask me about that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Cool. Let's do it that way.
I wasn't ready, but
what's wrong with you? You were quick.
Tell me, I want to talk a bit more about Jota. I want to give him some quality because give him some praise, innit? So, honestly, if you keep laughing at me, I will leave, bro. Firstly, Jota, Klopp called him the perfect player because literally he's fitted into the system perfectly. Mm-hmm. And also, what has he got? Like 16 goals in 31 games since he's been at Liverpool. And you take into account that he was injured for most of last season. Well, a period of last season.
2.5 months.
And also, like, you lot were bad for a portion of last season as well. And on top of that, like, he's not always starting. And when you take into account, though, if he starts, well, if you bring on Firmino or Origi, he's probably the first contender to be substituted as well. So his record, it just seems even better as well. But, I mean, is he, like, a permanent first choice option now, like no question. Like.
Well, there's always going to be questions because it's the same at United. Like they've got some. Like obviously we're not as blessed in terms of that attacking depth, mm-hmm. but in terms of quality, we probably surpass them in terms of that kind of way of thinking. I think Jota has earned it now to be that one of the names on the team sheet. That's kind of fixed. I know Firmino will come back from injury and he has every right to kind of think, you know, that number 9 role is mine. But Jota can't be dropped at the moment. He's one of our undroppables. He presses well, he scores, he creates chances, he's so unselfish. He's a breath of fresh air. He gives us everything that we need. He can play in any position across the front three, left, centre forward, right. He can play as a 10. So as Klopp said, he's just the perfect signing.
Your front three is now the top scorers in the Premier League.
No,
not anymore because Vardy got a couple.
I had a question though because I wanted to ask: when are you without Mo Salah and Mane at the same time, and how long?
So we've just
actually,
do you know what? Funnily enough, it's just been confirmed. It was confirmed this morning. I don't know if it's official, but I saw it on Sky Sports or someone quoted Sky Sports. So they're going to play in the Chelsea game on the 2nd of Jan,
and then
they only miss 2 league games, which is Palace and Brentford, and an FA Cup game, whoever we get drawn against.
4-0 Palace, 4-0 Brentford.
But that's where it's perfect because I personally think a front three of Firmino up top, Jota on the left or the right, and one of Minamino or Origi should have
decent.
Enough quality in it. The rest of the team will be full strength to beat those two teams.
Yeah.
It's on us to go out and. He retired. He's from Cameroon, but he actually retired from playing for Cameroon a number of years ago.
But that's why, you know, when we say, oh, Liverpool don't have the depth, but when you actually put it like that, that doesn't sound that bad. Like, that's still a decent front three, in my opinion.
That's not a front three that's not a front three that will win you a league
of
title.
Of course not.
But it's a front three that's enough to do the job for two games.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's what you need over the season.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So. And that's what you need over the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a very good win for us. Really good. Like I said last week, I think it was, we have to string a run of wins together. That's 2 on the trot now. 2 4-0s on the trot.
Liverpool do that a lot, man. They beat Watford 5-0 and then they beat Man United 5-0 in the next game. beat Arsenal 4-0 and then 4-0. The amount of goals you're scoring is ridiculous.
I know, but so and you know, we've got the same amount of clean sheets as Chelsea in the league and we're don't scoring like double the amount of goals.
Liverpool have like a plus 29 goal difference or something like that. It's ridiculous.
It is a joke.
I keep changing my mind, he's going to win the league. When I see you guys win, I'm like, Liverpool's going to win it now. And then City.
I still think Chelsea will win the league, but I mean, Liverpool, the fact that the amount of goals they're scoring, I think that might carry them all the way to the end. Then.
Why are we so convinced Chelsea will win it, though?
No, I just personally think Chelsea.
We are not.
It is super tight, man. 2 points between first and third, that's mad.
I do think either City or Liverpool. Mm.
I mean, if it stays like this,
I did say City.
We are set up for one of the, if not the most exciting title races in history, but it would require each of the three teams to be within a point or two of each other with, what, 8 games to go or something.
Are you ruling us out?
Who are us?
We're only seven.
I'm really
Arteta ruled us out.
anyway,
let's try and go through the games a bit more, like further.
Okay. For the next two games, I'm just going to acknowledge that they happened. So Norwich drew with Wolves 0-0.
I'll move on.
That's a surprising result because Wolves are in good form. 0-0.
So Norwich.
Yeah.
Norwich got a new manager bounce, isn't it?
I think Wolves will look at that game as one because they are, weirdly enough, I think they're. What, 2 points behind you and West Ham or something like that, and that extra 2 points would have had them right level.
3 points by Arsenal, 20 points.
3 points, so that would have put them on 22 and also, point behind
Pukki
you.
Pukki missed a ridiculous chance.
I didn't even watch that game because I don't care. But
I think Wolves will see that as a missed opportunity, as will pretty much every team in the league.
Yeah,
not to discredit Norwich, but
that's a good point for Norwich. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Brighton versus Leeds happened.
This must be so frustrating for a Brighton fan, man. I watched that game because it was on Sky Sports and that was the late game, innit? Tariq Lamptey was just cooking Firpo. That was ugly, man. Firpo will have nightmares about him for the rest
of
his life.
He got hooked, didn't he? And it's weird because you'd think Leeds grabbing a player from Barca is like, exciting, you know? This guy's going to come in. That's what I mean.
They weren't having a Black Friday sale in the summer. Don't get rid of everyone.
Honestly, but to be fair, like, to counter that point, Barca funny. Over the last 4 years, the players that Semedo came, what's the name, Andre Gomez, and they've not bought good players, and the players they're selling, Yerimina, all of these terrible players, look at them. So like, it's not a good indication if you do come from Barcelona. But on that game, I thought it was an absolute disgrace that the Brighton fans were booing Potter.
Oh, absolutely. Big him up. Do you want him to get sacked?
No, the Brighton fans. I was criticizing the Brighton fans.
I know, but what I'm saying is not his fault that the strikers can't score.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But who do they think they are booing? Like didn't what was his words? And he put it so sweet. I was like, you know, good for you, Potter. Good for you. Tell it how it is, because what do these Brighton fans expect? Where are they in the table?
Had me thinking that was in Hogwarts eighth. Then. I said, good for you, Potter.
They're good for him. Where do they want to be?
They're eighth, yeah. But do you want them, say someone needs to talk to those fans and say, do you want him to be sacked and then you don't get relegated?
Abdi, I'm booking you a ticket for their next game. You know how Delia Smith went ham? You know when she's with the microphone?
Yeah, we'll be having you.
I need you on that Amex pitch.
Are you dumb?
Screaming at like them.
That. Are you not dumb? Bruv, do you want to get relegated? If this guy goes, that was ridiculous.
If this guy goes, they're going to go back to Chris Hughton.
The fact that he hasn't had a mental breakdown on the touchline is a miracle. Because those strikers must be driving him mad. Do you know how many chances they created? And Lamptey was just getting in and crossing it, and then they kept on missing it. It's ridiculous. If they had a Aubameyang, they'd be top of the league,
man. Here we go.
The amount of chances they created, and again, we're back to the same thing. Their XG, it's like, honestly, it's ridiculous.
I love what you put here.
Brighton strikers versus
XG, the XG, greatest rivalry. Yeah.
And they have a lot of good players, man. Like, I like that they've got this centre mid called Moda, who plays for Poland. He's a really good player. Yeah. And then obviously Basuma's a good player. Trossard's a really good player. So, and then defensively, Lallana, exactly. Defensively, they seem like they're relatively strong in terms of like, they've got three at the back.
I like their fullbacks.
Quality wing backs. You've got Lamptey and Junior. So,
Junior.
Honestly, does he not look like Cucurella right now?
But how do you play for two teams? Don't get it, Man United. And
he has evolved from Cavani to Cucurella.
It's because at Man United, I was just on the bench, so I went down to Brighton.
But yeah, let's move on. There was
not even left footed. But anyway, the next game was Brentford versus.
What did Everton. I say about Everton? Did they lose, by the way?
They did.
I said it last week.
You
about
said they were going to win the league 2 years ago.
They haven't won a game since 25th of September.
Get them out. To be honest, I want them relegated.
Rondon,
I'm sorry,
is not the one.
No.
I don't know.
He needs to chill out and pull his socks off as well, because he's not blessed like that to be doing
that. Is like Benitez loves Rondon so much.
Well done, this Grealish, Thiago,
Smith Rowe.
Yeah, you're not good enough.
But I don't know why Benitez loves this guy so much.
To be fair.
Okay, Newcastle.
No, not even that. Like, he's only playing him because they are missing their two best players in Richarlison and DCL. Right, it's not
Demarai
Gray's
injury as well. They got mad.
Demarai Gray, come on, though.
We're still talking about DCL.
I just think
he's been injured.
He's
not scored any goals yet.
A
real man would have scored goals with a broken leg.
Listen, DCL's too busy dressing up as a schoolgirl. So I don't know.
I mean, I'll give you that one.
As a low blow, you shouldn't have said that.
Richarlison, I mean, the junior don't rate him.
Is junior the be all end all?
Junior's
why is he not a manager?
Junior's
if you
every
don't
Brazilian's player spokesperson.
Yes,
true.
Apart from Richarlison and Neymar
and Lucas Moura,
pretty much everyone that isn't Gabriel.
Yeah, I don't get the Neymar
side. I love Neymar.
Anyway, let's go back to let's on Everton. I think they were playing the way they set up against Brentford. It was 4-2-3-1, which they do all the time. Iwobi is not it. I'm not really sure about this Gordon kid. I think maybe he's got a good future, but right now he's not ready. Townsend's form is dipped, but massively.
Do you remember when you called him to be in the England squad?
I mean, yeah, but still, like, I say a lot of things, isn't it? So, yeah, Junior, you're not going to shame me in your house yet.
Yeah,
thank you. No. You saying
I didn't say
no, listen, no, because you say this all the time.
No, I didn't say that.
We've got evidence.
Are you going to lie?
We've got evidence.
Are you going to let me speak? Are you going to let me defend myself?
I actually might let you not speak.
Your Honour, can I have the floor, please?
Okay, so long as the listeners know, right, if you missed our episode,
no, that's not true.
Abdi, listen, this guy sitting on my left right now.
Okay, cool.
Abdi,
you know
was
what?
Calling
you know what?
For Andros Townsend. Man scored one banger. He scores one banger a season. One banger.
I'll let you have this one.
One banger.
And then when it comes to the next.
And
Abdi
turned up on Tuesday with his chest puffed up, right? And he said that Andros Townsend needs to start for England at the World Cup.
At the World Cup, you know? Man said start, you know? All right, cool. All right, okay, I'll let you have this one, yeah? But the next game we talk about, yeah? You better not, don't go anywhere.
Okay. So, did you guys see the penalty by Tony?
So calm.
You look like you're going for his side.
These two are funny, man.
I don't know, he's come on smoke today. I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
No, I like Mark. I like this Mark.
I turned up, I'm mad unprepared.
But I won't be. How much did you not send him for?
That's the one piece of business Arsenal have done in the past, decade?
You
deserved every one of those claps. I can't lie for that piece of business.
In the last 30 years.
Yeah, maybe even 30 years.
That's daylight robbery, man.
Honestly, there's no other way to put
Absolutely.
It. Because every time I watch this guy, whether he starts or comes on as a sub, I just think, what is your purpose on a football pitch?
Nothing.
He literally has no conviction about him. He gets into a decent area because he's actually good, like going from the middle third to the final third. When he gets to the final third, he just falls apart. Sissoko.
Do you know when you have a game, yeah? And it's like loads of your friends dropped out because they got other plans, and then you're begging anyone to just turn up. That's it, Wobi.
And he's got the baller haircut, but he's not a baller at all, bro. Just cut your dreads off, bro.
But big 3 points for Brentford after a string of games.
Yeah, they were in bad form, actually.
And
they dropped down to like 15th.
Big first goal at home for Tony as well in the league.
Oh, wow, he's not scored in at home?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's missed the composure on those pens, man. Really,
didn't even look at the
genuinely.
Ball. That was ridiculous.
Genuinely. But I worry for Benitez because they're really... They got 2 points.
They're 14th,
from,
you know.
I tell you how
14.
Much I worry for him.
Not
I think if we beat them on Thursday...
Oh, you're playing
you
them?
Think he's gone?
Not Thursday, sorry, Wednesday. So tomorrow, today...
Oh, that's the game they look
I honestly
to,
think
yeah.
if we beat them
Is
with
it
enough... it's at Goodison Park.
Oh, okay.
I think if we beat them with enough conviction, it makes it even... It actually sets the scene even more at Goodison Park. I honestly think he's in trouble if we win that game 3-4. I really think he's in trouble.
Is this a Benitez problem, though? Because
I
don't
think it is. I partly think it is.
This Everton squad is not good.
Yeah, it's not.
I think Everton are a side that are backed by a billionaire. Yeah. So they prioritise the wrong areas. They went and got some good bargains in Townsend and Gray.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they needed some centre-backs. And also, their centre midfielders always get injured. Andre Gomez, Delph. Bamin, whatever his name is, and Alan Decore, they're always getting, all of them get injured. And how can you say that this team would not be better if James Rodriguez was in it? He looked at James Rodriguez and said, no, I don't want you, and shot him away. But
well,
like,
tried, well, James Rodriguez was, let's be honest, he was giving them on the pitch about 40%.
But still, yeah, I mean, even was. At 40%, he's better than Iwobi at 120%. So it's like, you can't look at this team and say, and also, they don't have depth up front. They went and got Rondon, but that's not depth, is it? Rondon is just good for fighting against the centre backs.
To be fair, it's like you wouldn't expect to have your two best players injured at the same time. Yeah. But let's move on.
Best is a bit.
Mark.
Or most important. Okay, yeah, depending on how you look at it.
They're best players.
Mm. Yeah, and Decore being back is big for them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mark, Abdi told you not to go anywhere. Leicester versus Watford.
Yeah, so Mark came on podcast, yeah.
When did Mark say he doesn't like Jamie Vardy?
Are you his lawyer?
I might be.
Big man, stay out of here. Yeah? I told you don't go anywhere, so you're going to give me the floor now, yeah?
You didn't even give me the floor.
No. You had the floor and slandered me for like 2 minutes. Bro.
I had the floor and you swiped my legs.
No. You weren't
giving me the floor.
I let you have the floor. Listen, sir. You came on this podcast, yeah? And with these microphones sitting in front of you, yeah?
Yeah, what did you say? Word for word.
Yeah, you said Jamie Vardy needs to retire and go to the park. You said Jamie Vardy needs to be running a pub, yeah? Bring in Patson Daka, yeah? And what you said, Jamie Vardy, bruv, them Red Bulls are catching up to you now. That's what you said.
And did you say that?
No, he said Jamie Vardy was finished on this podcast.
I mean,
the Red Bull thing kind of...
And Jamie Vardy, Mark just doesn't like the fact that Jamie Vardy is close to Salah in terms of goals.
Can I just say, Tony, because the Red Bull thing rings a bell.
Am I right in there, innit? Mark said it, innit?
I might have mentioned like Red Bull and Snus.
Yeah!
Snus, exactly.
Yeah, he did.
He said Jamie Vardy uses the lines on the pitch to start snorting. Yeah, right. He said Jamie Vardy used the snow on the pitch, yeah, as to do a line, innit?
Allegedly,
innit? I'm not the one who's going to get a call from Jamie Vardy's lawyer, isn't it? I'm not the one. All right.
This is a shambles, man.
All right, cool. But you can't deny Jamie Vardy. He's one of the greatest strikers in Premier League history.
Why snowy conditions on the agenda?
That was no, because I wanted to make a point. Yeah, is that why do these teams have to play in that kind of condition? Like you literally had to get a different colour ball, bro. It's too much.
No, that's the ball.
No.
That's the winter.
November they get the yellow ball.
Oh, sorry, I'm not. I don't follow the Premier League on Instagram.
So you lot know about
the ball or the colour of the ball. That's the winner ball.
Look at him. He's mad ashamed. He didn't know that.
Listen, you should be ashamed of that slandering Jamie Vardy.
He had a go at Tanya earlier. Oh, you didn't do your homework.
No, but she literally didn't watch any game.
You have a football podcast, don't know what to do, man.
I should know the colour of the ball. Yeah. That's essential, isn't it?
Yeah. And then it changes.
All right, sorry, I'll go home now.
It changes in Feb back to white.
Oh, good for you then. That's interesting. But yeah, let's stick on the game. What on earth was Troost Ekong doing for that goal, bruv? Literally.
The one where he ducked.
He just ducked out of the way for no reason. Yeah.
And man was cold out here, man.
You know what he did, though? He shaved his head in that cold, bro. Like, I don't know. He probably had to put cling film on his head at half time, bro. You know how cold the one there looked?
Wait. Is that real?
Troost Ekong. He's got. He went bald for this game.
No.
Did you not see him?
I just need a second to process. What's going on?
He went bald for this game.
He shaved his head.
In particular for this game.
But before this game, he had hair. What are you so confused about?
Like a millimeter.
All right. No. Okay. What are you his barber?
God.
All of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm his barber. Nah, he's got a YouTube channel. I did watch some of his videos the other week.
Yeah.
He does have. Barber.
But for this game, he was fresh bald.
But how do you know he shaved it for this game?
Because the previous game he had hair. It's not that difficult. What's wrong with you guys, man?
Well, so you
bloody
think
hell.
You think
got right. head Tony think, and Guy that workers here? Yeah?
You think in the middle of the Tony and Guy? You think in the middle of the week here? Yeah, he just woke up in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah, what? All right, cool. I've got a game on Sunday. What I'm going to do to make sure I'm ready for this game is just wax my... I'm just going to make sure I'm bald.
Wax my head.
Do you wax your hair, bro? You do not know how it looks like I'm bald. Goes. And also, I'm not sure he said that, but I imagine it was along those lines.
No, wait. So he shaved his head because of the cold?
No, not the cold. I'm just saying it was stupid for him to shave his head because it's really cold. That's what I wanted to get at. And then all of a sudden I'm under pressure because Mark's got a barbering course that is going on.
Wait, what?
Anyway, let's get back to the game.
Shout out barbers.
No, let's start.
A goal and two assists for James Maddison. So it's good to see him back in form. I hope he gets into England
team. Two goals for Jamie Vardy.
Two quality goals, by the way. What a header. That header was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not actually being sarcastic.
That was like Havertz head against Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And good goal for Barnes as well.
Did Barnes score? No,
it was Lookman.
And Emmanuel Dennis, man, another goal, and he won the penalty as well. So he did
a little Jimmy as well, and that's good.
He won the ball off Castagna. That was really good.
One of the big talking points before the game was obviously the return of Mr. Ranieri. Obviously, he didn't go as planned for
him. Got a nice round of applause.
I mean, it's fair to say that he's come into this Watford job and improved.
Definitely improved. They were near the relegation zone, but now they seem a bit more comfortable as well. The funny thing here is Manuel Dennis is Nigerian, his middle name is Bonaventura. So that's the most random thing ever. Yeah, because I was looking at it on the BBC. No, I think that's Italian. I was looking at the BBC app, yeah, and then it said Bonaventura scored, and I was like, who the hell is that? And also, Watford have a player called Loser, which is hilarious, by the way.
Do they?
Yeah, he's called Loser.
I swear they've got one called Success as well.
Yeah, he's just recently gone. When I tell you a story about Isaac Success.
Six what?
When I tell you the story about him.
Is this libelous? Is this going to get us sued?
I'll tell you off.
Okay. Oh God.
Google Isaac Success.
Wait, so if
it was on the news, you can say. All right, tell us after.
No, don't.
No, we don't know the age of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Burnley and Spurs postponed. Tanya, happy. Woo. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. It's not that bad.
You're angry, like.
Yeah, because Spurs, I don't want to talk about them again.
So Man City versus West Ham.
I didn't watch this game at all. I just saw the goals.
Yeah, it was crazy conditions to play that game in, similar to Leicester-Watford.
Guardiola called the ground staff the man of the match.
Yeah, fair dude.
It was actually quite good the way they managed to clear it in the second half. Yeah,
although it was delayed by 10 minutes or whatever.
Mm. But I feel like City, they're just doing what they usually do. They're going to go on a mad unbeaten run.
Yeah. I tell you what was impressive about City is that they were able to play their football in those conditions, and I actually genuinely think that was really impressive because
that's very true. Yeah,
supremely tricky conditions to play, and not just because it's so cold and windy, but you've got snow all over the pitch. You've got snow falling down at you. Who knows what their actual vision was like on the pitch in terms
of West Ham as well.
And it's West Ham who are a very solid team, as we've spoken about this season. The one thing they'll be super annoyed about is that just conceding that 94th minute goal.
Quality goal, though. Lanzini, of course, quality goal.
But that would have, if there's anything that would have annoyed them, it would have just been that.
I can never tell the difference between Lanzini and Fornals. I couldn't pick them out of the lineup. Who's who? They look so much alike.
They don't look.
They don't look alike.
I was just picturing them both. Yeah.
All right. Okay. 3-1 against him again.
Against.
But Man City, they look good because
they were quality against PSG. You know?
PSG. Yeah. I mean, they had Foden missing, De Bruyne missing,
and
Grealish,
the Chicharito on Nando's.
Oh, by the way,
Perry sauce.
Is it too early to have a conversation about Jack Grealish?
Yes.
One goal in the league. No. Deflected, oh, no, a deflection.
He's 100 mil, man.
Deflected strike against Norwich. Yeah, no, this is my point. Is it not to dispute his quality?
You know what? It's not against Grealish. They didn't need him. That's what it is.
Yeah. But still, like he's 100 million. He's injured right now. Obviously, the last couple of games, we'll give him that pass because he's been injured. But he hasn't been as good as we expected, given the fact that he's a 100 million pound player as well.
I just don't know if he made that move too early. I think he could have been at Villa another season.
He's 24.
You got to remember he gave them that extra season already. Yeah. Pretty much.
I just think Man City wasn't the best option, especially for his type of football.
That's it. I think you're right.
I don't think he's not guaranteed to get back into the team, is he? Nope. He's not going to start. Look at Mahrez balling out. Did you not see him tweet?
He tweeted, "Oh, I've got tickets for the game. If anyone wants to buy them off me, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing."
He did say he's going to give them free.
Yeah.
Do you think he needs £100, man?
I'm pretty sure
he probably earned £100 for every letter he typed in that tweet.
I'm probably sure that you can find voucher tickets for the Man City game.
But then where does that leave
him? You can find him in the Even Snow website, bro.
If a player of his quality is just going to be on the sidelines, what do you think?
He's injured.
I don't think he's going to be on the sidelines. He will get back in the team, I think. But I don't think he should.
But you got to think, this is the problem with City, is that they've got the attackers playing at the moment, which is what? Sterling, Mahrez and Jesus.
Yeah.
And you've still got Grealish, De Bruyne and Foden to come back in.
Ferran Torres as well.
And only three of them can play.
Ferran Torres might be leaving.
Yeah, I heard that.
But he's injured right now, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
But I think it's a completely valid... When I said yes or no, I was actually just trying to agree that it's time to to talk about it. Like, 100 million is a lot of money for crazy. You to be stinking out on the left at City when you have 99% possession. And
they should have just got a striker. They still need one, because even in that PSG game, the first half, like, they were not scoring. It was costing them. I think they need...
What does Gabby Jesus think if Mahrez is starting as a forward and he's on the right wing? Literally, like, you need to
he scored the winner against PSG. Yeah. Well,
Jesus is getting the most game time he's got.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll get one in January.
He's not complaining.
Who?
Man City.
No, I know, but who?
I don't know, that Vlahovic. Everyone's talking about him.
They have to sell someone. If they bring in a striker, they have to sell someone. There's only so many
quality
so many
pronunciation, by the way.
Vlahovic. Yeah. Is that not how you say
it? I think it's Vlahovic.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Vlahovic. You could say Vlahovic.
Cool, so you can apologies. Correct people, but when we correct you, it's three against one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Mark.
No, you know, just prove right now that it's a gender against me, innit? But it's fine.
Okay.
The best sit on top alone.
What?
The best sit on top alone.
Is that right? Anyway, go on.
We've got two questions from our listeners. So, one person wants us to talk about... Well, it's not questions. I don't know.
Why it.
But Ralph's impact at Man United. What do you think it will be?
I can't say I know anything about him, really. But the thing is, I didn't know he was like... I thought it was Hassan who was the manager and he was upstairs.
But isn't he more a director of football? He's never... Has he managed before?
Yeah, he managed Leipzig.
Oh, he managed Leipzig.
I'm not going to lie and pretend like I know anything about his managerial style the way. I know I've heard what I saw about Leipzig, I didn't think it was him, innit? I thought it was like Hassan Hüttl and Nagelsmann, innit?
Hassan came after.
So, also, like, the only really good team I've heard that he managed before was back in the day when Schalke went Champions League.
He's got more of a history in Germany than any other country.
Yeah,
but also, like, that Leipzig team that came up from the second division and in the first couple of months was in a top four for like the rest of the season. Yeah. He got them into Champions League so quickly.
But isn't he still interim? He's not the permanent.
Yeah, he's interim. Yeah.
Manager.
So he's going to go into a consultancy role in, but it depends how well he does. If he does, they might just keep him on. Who knows? If he does really well, but it's obviously going to be an improvement on Ole, isn't it? So
yeah, and his knowledge of the game is like,
yeah,
compared to Ole is like undisputed.
I heard that Tuchel, Hassan Hüttl and Klopp all have pictures of him on their wall. That's what I heard.
What, Ole?
Well, no, Ragnik.
Oh.
So, like, well, Klopp idolised him and said, basically, without him, I'm nothing. And then he just said, in general, I'm nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to stop.
I don't know how well he's going to do, really. Yeah, well, we don't know much about him, so... But it will be better.
Yeah, I think if he does do anything, he will... I can't speak on behalf of United fans, but you'll probably make the fans feel a bit more proud of that team in terms of the effort that they're putting in game to game. Aside from that, there's not much more I can add because, again, I don't really know. But what I do think we'll see is a massive upturn in distance ran by the team as a whole and then obviously the individual players on that team, number of presses, etc. I think we'll see more team cohesion. But again, who knows where that will take
us. That just sounds like Ronaldo's going on the bench.
Don't worry about the United fans. They're already talking crud. So
what are they?
Yeah, I heard a Man United fan. Obviously, I was joking just now, but I heard a Man United fan saying he's better than Klopp. I was like,
they're basically...
Why is it always better than Klopp?
Oh, no, like, he's the standard, though. He's the standard, that's why.
I think they're all saying that Tuchel and Klopp learned their skills from
Tuchel,
this
definitely.
Guy.
Klopp, I think. I'm not sure.
Anyway, the next... one we have, which is actually a question. Who does Eddie Howe need to bring in January?
God.
Hey, leave it there. That's the answer to your question. That is the answer to your question. Where does he play?
just on that, yeah. not on God, but I mean, just bruv, I was looking around, yeah, for them directors in the game, yeah, and I couldn't see them, but I was shook, man. I was like, she's definitely got a gun pointed at something. That Saudi Arabian lady, man. She scares me.
Wait,
man.
Is she Saudi Arabian?
No, she's English. She's English.
What, Saudi Arabian people can't speak English?
No,
what
I mean, no, she's but English. I mean, she's English.
She's defo English.
Well, no, she's not human. That's what she is.
Wow.
She looks like those aliens on Men in Black.
Scary.
Like a little
She does.
And what if that's her natural actual face. I don't even think it's Sergio. I just think she looks like that.
Allegedly.
That poor her.
Allegedly. Woman,
poor her.
Shut up, Mark.
Well, you were saying something similar last week.
So Dan Lay, Mark tries to play the same. I shook of her, bro.
Yeah.
Did you say if you saw an alley or something?
Keep that one quiet. Keep that one on.
Keep that one quiet, but it's recorded. Go to last week's episode.
Okay.
Defenders.
Do you want a serious answer to that question?
Okay, sure. I thought we were ready to move on.
Yeah, no, a serious answer to that question. If he's gonna persist with five at the back, better wing backs.
Yep.
And defenders in general, like central defenders.
I think he should bring in more of like a supporting role in midfield. So like he's got Shelvey, he's got Willock, but he needs someone.
I just think they're two best players. Someone like Bissouma.
I've said it. That's again, who they
again,
get.
Again, you, yeah, as a Bissouma's player who, I don't know why you'd move to Newcastle this January if it is as bad as it is in this moment right now, because there's no guarantee you're going to be a Premier League player next season.
But that's
season.
What I said. Yeah, I don't know who they're going to attract at Newcastle, but you guys said money talks. So
money does talk.
But I'm
honestly, they need a lot. they need defenders, so midfielders, strikers.
Essentially, you just need
back to the
original. So we'll pray for them.
Yeah.
Man of the week,
big man of the week.
So Marcus,
I'm up first.
You're up first.
Cool.
Is that the man of the week theme tune?
No.
Okay. Please not.
So I'm gonna give mine this week. A shock. It's another Liverpool player, but when we win and we win convincingly, it's so hard to veer away from them.
You need to stop this.
So I'm going to give it to Jota the Slaughter. Aside from the goals, it was a very well. We're an hour and a half in. I can't even speak anymore. It was
well rounded.
Very well. Thank you. Very well rounded performance. He got the two goals. Unfortunate not to get a hat trick in the end, but that's exactly what we need from him in terms of just chipping in with those goals. So we've got him and Mane on 7 in the league and Salah with 11. So if we keep that up, we'll be right up there come the end of the season.
Daniel?
I'm going to give mine to Jamie Vardy for scoring a brace against, who did they play again?
Watford.
Wow. So why are you giving it to me?
We literally just talked about it.
No, it's a good result as well because it's off the back. I think Leicester have been struggling a little bit. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. Abdi's going to jump to their defence again.
Oh yeah.
All I'm saying is Leicester, you criticised them last. Whatever, end this bloody podcast. I'm not giving man the week. You criticised them last week, yeah, and they won back-to-back games, innit? My man of the week is to the GOAT, the best footballer that's ever played football, who just won Ballon d'Or.
No!
Got a hat-trick of assists, feeding families in France. The greatest footballer, Lionel, my hero,
Lewandowski
Messi.
Lewandowski was robbed.
Can you let me finish? Like, don't ever interrupt the GOAT. Yeah, when I'm talking about the GOAT, you don't speak. Yeah,
it's just boring. He wins it all the time.
Well, there's a reason. There's a reason for that, innit?
I'm not. Do you know what? He does deserve it. But we didn't speak about the Ballon d'Or. Continue. Can we speak about it after briefly?
Messi won and deservedly. Move on. Let's go, Junior.
You stole my one.
I'm sorry.
You said you were gonna pick James Madison.
Yeah. I didn't say James Madison.
You did.
At what point did I say James Madison?
Before the recording.
When it's not recorded, you not said it. But anyway, I picked Messi. Move on, man. Pick someone.
I'm gonna go with Martinelli. He's not had a lot of game time. Comes on, scores a banging volley. That's my man of the match.
Man of the match.
Right, Ballon d'Or.
I'm just very disappointed.
Right. Can we talk about the Ballon d'Or, right? I'm sorry. It is just purely.
Thanks for tuning into this episode, guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Let's do it.
Popularity contest.
Let's do it. But if you're still here, fair.
Big up you. But I'm sorry, Mendy, for example, he should have won the goalkeeper thing or whatever it's called. Because I don't pay attention to
Mendy's been quality, but I think Donnarumma is a fair choice.
I don't.
Donnarumma at the Euros was unbelievable.
The best player at the Euros.
Salah, 7th.
No, De Bruyne. De Bruyne won is ridiculous, and Ronaldo won is ridiculous 8th as well.
Sterling above Harry Kane.
Listen,
and
when
Bruno
I was
Jorginho was ridiculous.
Jorginho first.
When I was younger, I used to think Ballon d'Or was like gospel. Like, this is it. Like, if you win this, you're better. But actually, you start to realise exactly what it is, and it is literally just a popularity contest.
How did
it's a journalist award?
Where did Kante come in?
He came below, he was 5th, I think. He came below.
Kante should not be below Jorginho, sorry.
I know, it's crazy. Jorginho wasn't even the best player for Italy,
and De Bruyne is ridiculous as well. And Ronaldo, what did Ronaldo do in 2021?
Listen, don't speak about my goat.
Okay, cool. Popularity contest, though, innit?
After you had a quiz, but I
just don't know what Lewandowski had to do as well to win that, in my opinion.
Tune in next week, I'll definitely do a quiz.
I feel for him.
Messi's saying it on the podium, give him the 2020 Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. I think.
Shut up.
I honestly. What is wrong with you, man?
No, do you know what it is? I respect Messi as a player, but I actually don't like him. I don't warm to him. I just don't know what it is.
Well, you like Ronaldo as a person who's got multiple court cases against him.
Yeah, Messi can go to America. Ronaldo can't.
I just don't.
Messi ain't got a passport stamp.
Just because Messi's this supposed goat, yeah? What, I have to like him? I don't like him.
Okay, cool.
He's not a likeable character.
We'll catch you on the next exciting episode.
But yeah, the Ballon d'Or's rigged. Allegedly.
Exciting is allegedly.
I think this pretty is exciting.
All right, okay. Let's end we'll catch you on. Take care, guys.
We'll catch you on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.